Lesson 14. Who is my neighbor? Matthew chapter 18 and Luke chapter 10. Purpose: to help class members humble themselves, forgive others, and show charity for one another. Preparation: 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 6, verses 10 through 11, and verse 14. Jesus teaches that we must be converted and become as little children to enter into the kingdom of heaven. B. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, and verses 21 through 35. Through the parable of the unmerciful servant, Jesus teaches about forgiveness. C. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Through the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus teaches about charity. 2. Additional reading: Mark chapter 9, verses 33 through 50. Mosiah chapter 3, verses 17 through 21. And Mosiah chapter 4, verses 16 through 19, and verse 26. 3. If the pictures Christ and the children, item number 62467, Gospel Art Picture Kit 216, and the Good Samaritan, item number 62156, Gospel Art Picture Kit 218 are available, use them during the lesson. 4. If you use the attention activity, invite a parent to talk to the class as outlined in the activity. 5. Suggestion for teaching: occasionally invite class members or other ward members to help with the lesson by giving a report, sharing a story, bearing testimony, or helping in some other way. When making assignments, be clear about what you want the person to do and how long you would like him or her to take. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Invite a parent with a young child 3 to 5 years old to bring the child to class. Introduce him or her and briefly describe some of the child's admirable qualities. After the parent is finished, ask class members to think of childlike qualities that Jesus would want us to have. List responses on the chalkboard. Explain that this lesson discusses the importance of developing childlike qualities in treating all people with humility and kindness. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, discuss how we can follow the Savior's teachings about humility, forgiveness, and charity. 1. Jesus teaches that we must become as little children. Read and discuss Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 6, verses 10 through 11, and verse 14. Why do you think the disciples were concerned about who would be the greatest in the Lord's kingdom? Matthew chapter 18, verse 1, Mark chapter 9, verses 33 through 34. How might we sometimes make similar errors? How can we set aside such concerns? Display the picture of Christ and the children. What is Jesus' counsel to those who desire to achieve true greatness in His kingdom? See Matthew chapter 18, verses 2 through 4, Mark chapter 9, verse 35. Why is it sometimes difficult to follow this counsel? How does this counsel compare with what the world teaches about how to achieve greatness? What does it mean to become as little children? See Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. Explain that although children are not perfect, they have many qualities that we must develop to inherit the kingdom of heaven. These qualities include humility, meekness, and a willingness to believe. What have you learned from children? How can we become more childlike and more submissive to the will of our Father in heaven? What does it mean to offend one of these little ones? See Matthew chapter 18, verse 6, footnote 6a, in this context. Offend means to cause to stumble. What are some of the ways people cause children to stumble? Answers may include being a poor example to them, criticizing them unkindly, failing to teach them and abusing them. How does the Lord regard these offenses? See Matthew chapter 18, verse 6. Elder M. Russell Ballard stated, "We hear disturbing reports of parents or guardians who are so far removed from the Spirit of Christ that they abuse children. Whether this abuse is physical, verbal, or the less evident but equally severe emotional abuse, it is an abomination and a serious offense to God." In Conference Report, April 1991, page 107, or Ensign, May 1991, page 80. How can being childlike ourselves help us care for children? What can we do to carry out God's will that not one of these little ones should perish? Matthew chapter 18, verse 14. 2. Through the parable of the unmerciful servant, Jesus teaches about forgiveness. Read and discuss Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, and verses 21 through 35. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, what did the Lord say we should do if we have been offended? Why is this the best way to resolve disputes? How did Jesus respond when Peter asked how often he should forgive? See Matthew chapter 18, verse 22. Explain that Jesus used this high number to teach that we should always forgive others. Why is it sometimes difficult to forgive? How have you been blessed as you have forgiven others or been forgiven by them? To further emphasize the importance of forgiving others, Jesus gave the parable of the unmerciful servant. Matthew chapter 18, verses 23 through 35. Whom do the king and servants represent? See Matthew chapter 18, verse 35. The king represents Heavenly Father, and the servants represent us. How are we like the king's servant in our debt to the Lord? See Matthew chapter 18, verses 24 through 27. What must we do to be forgiven of our debt? What can we learn from the king's example in forgiving others? See Matthew chapter 18, verse 33. What are some of the dangers of not forgiving others? See Matthew chapter 18, verses 34 through 35. 3. Through the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus teaches about charity. Read and discuss Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Display the picture of the Good Samaritan. How did Jesus respond to the lawyer who asked what he should do to inherit eternal life? See Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 28. How do the commandments to love God and our neighbors encompass all of the gospel? How can we obey these two commandments more fully? How did Jesus respond when the lawyer asked, "Who is my neighbor?" See Luke chapter 10, verses 29 through 37. What does this parable teach about who our neighbors are? President Howard W. Hunter said, "We need to remember that though we make our friends, God has made our neighbors everywhere. Love should have no boundary. We should have no narrow loyalties." In Conference Report, October 1986, page 44, or Ensign, November 1986, page 35. What did the priest and Levite do when they saw the man who had been robbed and wounded? See Luke chapter 10, verses 31 through 32. What are some ways that people need help today? What are some reasons we do not help others in need? See Mosiah chapter 4, verses 16 through 19 for one example. How did the Good Samaritan help the man who had been robbed and wounded? See Luke chapter 10, verses 33 through 35. What characteristics of a good neighbor did the Samaritan have? How have you been blessed by good Samaritans? How can we be good Samaritans? See Mosiah chapter 4, verse 26. Conclusion. Testify of the importance of following the Savior's example by humbling ourselves, forgiving others, and showing charity for one another. Challenge class members to live these teachings. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Mary and Martha. Have a class member read Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. How was Martha serving the Lord? What was the good part that Mary had chosen? How do we sometimes become so cumbered about much serving that we don't receive Jesus as we should? What can we learn from these verses? 2. Suffer the little children to come unto me. Mark chapter 10, verse 14. As you discuss the Savior's teaching that we should become as little children, you may also want to discuss the account of his blessing the children in Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. How did Jesus' disciples respond when the little children were brought to him? See Mark chapter 10, verse 13. What did Jesus tell his disciples? See Mark chapter 10, verses 14 through 15. What did Jesus do for the children? See Mark chapter 10, verse 16. What can we learn about Jesus from this account? How can we better follow the example he set in this account? 3. Additional discussion of Matthew chapter 18. Discuss Matthew chapter 18, verses 8 through 9, and Mark chapter 9, verses 43 through 48. See also Matthew chapter 5, verses 29 through 30. What do these verses mean? See Matthew chapter 18, verse 9, footnote 9a, which indicates that the Joseph Smith translation identifies these offending elements as people who lead us astray. It is better to end our association with people than to allow them to lead us into sin. See also Joseph Smith translation, Mark chapter 9, verses 40 through 48. The Joseph Smith translation of Matthew chapter 18, verse 11, records Jesus as saying that little children do not need repentance. Footnote 11c. Why is this so? See Moroni chapter 8, verses 11 through 12. How are little children alive in Christ? See Moroni chapter 8, verse 12, Doctrine and Covenants section 29, verses 46 through 47. What must we do to become alive in Christ? See Matthew chapter 18, verse 4, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19, Moroni chapter 8, verse 10. Read Matthew chapter 18, verses 11 through 14. How can we apply the parable of the lost sheep in our lives? How have you or someone you know been blessed by someone else who followed the principle of this parable? 4. The Lord appointed other 70 also, Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Discuss Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 24. How do the Lord's instructions to the 70 compare with the instructions he gave the 12 in Matthew chapter 10? What are the responsibilities of the 70 today? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 25, 34, 38, and verses 93 through 97. 5. The sanctity of the marriage relationship. Explain that Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 through 12, describes a situation in which the Pharisees tried to trap Jesus by asking him about the lawfulness of divorce. See also Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. Divorce was a much-discussed issue among Jewish scholars and leaders, and the Pharisees hoped that Jesus' answer to their question would allow them to stir up anger among the Jews. Have a class member read Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 through 9 aloud. What was Jesus' response to the Pharisees' question in verse 3? See Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 through 6. He told them that divorce was not ordained of God. Why did Moses allow divorce among the Israelites? See Matthew chapter 19, verses 7 through 8. explain that in ancient Israel, a man could put away or divorce his wife for insignificant reasons. Jesus taught that in a perfect world, such as the celestial kingdom, divorce does not exist. Because the earth is not yet perfect, divorce is allowed but should not happen, except for the most serious reasons. Matthew chapter 19, verse 9, indicates that a man who put away his wife for a frivolous reason was still married to her in the eyes of God, and he thus committed adultery if he married another woman. See James E. Talmage, Jesus the Christ, pages 473 through 475, and page 484. See also Bruce R. McConkie, The Mortal Messiah, volume 2, pages 138 through 139. What roles do humility, forgiveness, and charity play in a successful marriage? How can striving to be Christ-like help us in marriage and other relationships? How can we help persons who have suffered the trauma of divorce? 6. Youth activity. Write or have class members write questions about the lesson on small pieces of paper. As a review activity, you could choose actual questions from each section of the lesson. Put the pieces of paper in a sack or box. Have class members arrange their chairs in a circle and place the sack or box on a chair in the center of the circle. Have class members take turns drawing questions out of the sack or box and answering them. End of Lesson 14, Who is My Neighbor?